Yes, we're holding on with dollar number this. We're looking at this halacha about ladas and shloi ladas. What difference it makes whether when a person makes this mechitz with people, what difference does it make whether it's with das or not with das? Right? That was the question. And we saw Rashi. We spoke about Rashi yesterday. The Rashi says the rule is shalom das. We agreed that the simple reading of Rashi suggests that the ain derech binyan b'kach. Since it's not the derech of binyan with that, therefore that's why it's not a problem. And I must say, I think it's the Gaon Yaakov, maybe also, he does ask, he says, and is it derech binyan with animals? But he answers with the yesod, as we said. If it's not the Gaon Yaakov, it's somebody else I saw who asked it and says the same thing. But I think the Gaon Yaakov says it. Like we said, the reason why it's not derech binyan is because you're doing baina without das. Baina without das is by definition is not derech binyan. Let me explain. You don't do baina, it doesn't make sense. The whole baina by definition means there's a plan. Well, like we said, the moshel I gave yesterday is the watch in the desert, the famous moshel that they give. If there's a watch there, you know there's a design. Why? Who says? Because the complexity of the construction of the design shows there must have been a designer. The fact that it is a binyan shows there's a binyan. Right? That's the idea behind it. It means there's da'at behind it. So a binyan without da'at, that's not normal. It's not just not normal, it's not, doesn't come under the halacha of binyan. It's not pshat, it's binyan kilach yad. Baina, I don't know, Dovah Shem is coming. No, it's not Baina Bechlat. That's the way we explain it. So therefore, when it comes to an animal, you're the one who's putting the animals in place, you're in control, you're doing it with Da'at, and Achamami, that is Derech Binyan. Just like if you put Kedem in place. Masha'in Kedem over here, you're not the one who's doing the Baina. You, who is orchestrating this, who's doing the Baina? Each and every person who walks into a formation. Each and every person who joins in this mechitza, he is the bainer. So if he doesn't know what's going on, then it's not derech binyan b'kach, and it will be mutar. That's the pshat in Rashi.
I find it difficult. The person orchestrating the whole thing, the project manager, he's really the builder. He's telling these people, you go and stand over here.
Yeah, but the Gabi Shabbos is not the zikha, not the.
And they're
not
just compliant.
Doesn't matter. You've got to put aside English law and the thing. And this is Legabe Shabbos. Who's going to be chayav? Who's doing the pola? The person who walks into position.
So if they walk into position and suddenly realise that they're... Suddenly they become chayav?
No. They're already in position.
Ah.
Too late.
I was going to say, no. So they could stay in position once...
Stay in position.
Yeah.
But they can't move.
They can. Well.
If they know, and they move another umrah.
The MS is not everyone agrees that the moving mechitz actually works. As opposite is an machlokes v'shen. We're going to see one after the other. There's quite a number of different machlokes in here. But this is the first one is, what is the yesod of shalom hadas? Rashi says, because the person doesn't know about it. Which we said goes very nicely with the ritual we mentioned the other day. That the issue is, it only has to be shalom hadas at the time when you are making the mechitza. Once the mechitza is in position, it doesn't make a difference whether they know or not. Right? We said those two nekudas definitely would go very nicely.
You get hanoah from it after the event, even though it was. You can get hanoah from something if there was no das to get to it in the first place.
Yep. But that isn't a problem because it's ain't derech binyan. Which we said, if the vichtiger is not to take from it, again, as I said, I haven't really looked around to see if anyone picks up on this. But as I said, it would be nogea, very possibly it would be nogea to the shift of the Chazon Ish, the Gavi electricity. The Chazon Ish who holds that completing a circuit is baina, but if I don't know that I'm completing a circuit, says Boina Beroidah. That's any day of Pinyin Makas. And it's not just Pshat, it's Boina, Bishlo, Dov Hashem, it's Kavi, and it's like, no. It's not their opinion, and therefore it's Mutter.
So if I bring something in my pocket on Shabbos without knowing.
No, Davka Boina. Davka Boina.
Ah.
There's a Davka Boina, that's why I said. This is intrinsic to the Malacha itself. It's part of the essence of the Malacha. The Malacha of Boina has to have Das behind it. And without Das, it's not Boina. So I was very careful. With other Malachas, you can have a concept. You're doing something, it's Dov Hashem, it's Kavi, it's Psik Risha, and all these sort of things. The Malacha, the Pu'ulo, however, is not dependent on Das. You can have a Patur. The Sarat and Patur. Fine. But over here we're saying when it lacks Das, it's a chesaron in the Malacha itself, right? It's not the only place we find this sort of idea, but that's the way we are explaining Rashi. Like I said, it may have nafka minhag, may have ramifications when it comes to the shaila of electricity. Yeah, for example, walking in the streets, things like that. They have to come onto the Rashba, the Rashba character that I'm involved in my own world. They have to come onto that. I don't know what's going on. I'm just walking in the street. All these circuits and everything that's being created, I'm not even aware of it. Can't be shy of Boina, according to them. That is according to Rashi. Okay, that is according to Rashi. However, I tell you what I'm going to do. And actually, I'm going to finish off the Gemara first, right? Straightforward Gemara through to the Mishnah. Because this, I have a feeling we're going to be studying on for quite a bit, okay? It's there's quite a few different Nakudas to discuss. Okay, we've seen Rashi, we've discussed Rashi, I touched on one or two other Nakudas yesterday, but there's going to be this question. What is the difference between Lodas and Shalom Lodas? Who has to be Shalom Das? Is it only the people who are involved in the Mechitza? Or is it even the person for whom the Mechitza is being made? Third question. What if they subsequently find out? Fourth question. Can the Mechitza be moving? Right? These are all questions that could be even more. I'm just off the top of my head. These are all different questions. One after the other, there's going to end. What happens if the Mechitza was made? Can I make use of it? It's not Be'issa. Is it like any other Mechitza which is made Be'issa? Or is it different for some reason? These are all questions which Be'ez Hashem will have to deal with and see if we can find a Mahalich that works through the different shittas. But as I said, let's just finish off the Gemara first and then Be'ez Hashem will come back to that. So the Gemara says, on Mem Daled on the base, five lines down, Hanohu b'nei ganano, da'iru mayo b'mechitzo shel b'nei ova. There were these people building a chuppah. They brought in water using a mechitza of people. So Mavdinu Shmuel was not very happy with it, and he gave them malchus. Why? Because Omar, he said, Imam Shalomidas, if they allowed it when it's Shalomidas, without the people knowing that you're making the mechitza with them, Yogru, would they allow it or Das when they know about it? In other words, you're making a mechitza with people who know about it, absolutely forbidden, and therefore he made a stance and he gave them Malkus. Hanohu Zike. Then we have a story that there were these flasks, leather flasks, that were Sheldion Baristika de Mechuzah, which were strewn across the Ristika, which is the public Rosh Hashanah in Mechuzah. But had they also Rob and Mipirkim, when Rob was coming back from his shir, so he had the whole entourage with him, they were all following after him. So Alinhu Nihale, the Shamash made the most of it, as the people were following him, he took the flasks in. Hashtas and the Gemara, it sounds like they were actually walking and he was taking it with him. Sounds like the Mechitza Shabanelvan can be a moving Mechitza. We'll see whether Dasha not all Rishonim agree with that, but definitely a lot of that could be that we do allow it, but this would be a source for it. Because that is the Pashas. The Pashas is Rob is walking and the entourage is walking behind him. Shamash says, great. And he grabs these flasks and he brings them in, staying inside. Just to be very clear, by the way, the mechitzas we're talking about has to be closed on three sides, yeah? It's not just two sides. Closed on three sides, and the fourth side is just a Pesach. Yeah, fine. So the next
so you've got two people, you've got two rows of people, one on each side, and then
at the back,
at the back as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, people walking in that formation, they'd be rather thick not to realise they're making a mechitza.
No, they'll be concentrating on the schmeitzer.
Yeah,
in that formation.
Yeah, because some people are walking on this side of Rova, some on this side, some are behind. They can't trip over his feet, so the shamus quickly jumps in and. One fame position, it doesn't make a difference.
But they were walking anyway, weren't they? This group of people.
Correct.
So they were. Yeah, they were just walking.
I mean, here's the zikr shalat. That was the formation they had.
But they weren't actually making a mechitza. Here it's along the way, so sure. They must have been in formation for another reason anyway.
That's what I'm saying. They were crowding.
It wasn't for
mechitza. They were crowding around.
And it wasn't. Who was it who was speaking up the class? The
Shabbat. The Shabbat overall.
So it wasn't even for him that the, if you could say the mechitza was there, maybe he was whatever. So it seems very.
What? So Bahadi the off sorry, the Shabbos Achariti, the next Shabbos, boy Yaivinu, he wanted to do it again. The Osar Nuhu. Rava said no. The trick only works once. Why? The Havari Keladas, because this week is already like Ladas. They saw what you did last week. And therefore, they're already at the back of their mind, they know if they see you doing it again, they're well aware of what's going on.
Just get a different group of people then.
To get a different group of people, yeah, but these are the Talmidim, probably, they were...
But, like I said, they didn't purposely create the mechitza, even
correct,
without that. It wasn't, the formation wasn't an intention for a mechitza.
And a chanami, but once
so the das shouldn't worry, it shouldn't matter here.
It does, because once they can see what's going on, yeah, they know what's... If you go with Rashi, there's a dual thing in it. I know, Adokanami, I'm following behind Robert because I want to hear what's going on. But at my side, I can see it helped Robert last week. I'm also doing it this week for Robert. Besides listening to what Robert's saying.
But you're stopping them doing that, which they were going to, that's the way they like to do it in the, without any.
No, big, don't talk, oh, it. Just don't take the class. We're going to see, but there are other reasons why Ladas and Shalom Ladas are the Chiluk Kid. Is that one that see the sugya first, and then the Bez Hashem will gradually try and build it up. So, fine, Davide Kurt Lodas. This is an interesting notion. Let's say Kurt Lodas. We pointed out on Shabbos something to think about. Is it Pshat? Like you're saying, it's not Pshat, it is Lodas. But it's got the same din as Lodas. You see, for example, I mean, again, since we mentioned it yesterday, I'll mention it now. There is another Pshat. Another Pshat Lodas is the problem of Lodas is it's a Zilzi. It's a zulzul of Shabbos, it's a cheapening of Shabbos. So why is it cheapening? Well, posh, because everyone knows what you're doing, you're making Shabbos into a game. Here as well, even if people, like you said, they're not doing a Ladas, they're doing because they want to hear Rava. But again, since everyone knows what's going on now, Zulz has got the same issue as Ladas. It's something to think about what that Loshen Kur Ladas is. Fine.
But it's not... There are people other than those that are making the mechitzas that know what's going on. So why is that not a zilzul? The shamus, the person who's organized them to walk in that way.
Again, no one's organized anything.
Okay, well, in other cases you've organized people.
Who says they know?
No, I'm not saying they know, but other people know.
That isn't a problem. The problem is only the people who are making the mechitza and maybe...
If it's a zilzul to know that this is being done is a sort of
no,
aroma.
No,
zilzul will only be the people who are either involved in the melacha or the people who are benefiting.
The gabba is...
Maybe the person.
But the gabba knows...
noting that, oh look, this is...
Correct. No, because he's not asking on this case, he's asking on their previous cases. Again, what is clear is... The people who are forming the mechitza, they can't know about it. Maybe the only other thing we've discussed is, and that is subject to machlokes rishonim. Again, we'll come to this, Be'ez Hashem, we'll do a kaseda. But the other thing is, maybe the person who's actually benefiting from it, maybe he shouldn't know about it. Maybe at least in the time when it's forming, maybe afterwards. All these different machlokes, you're going to have to see how they tie together. But if it's already formed, it's already formed. It could be that, that after that is no
so
longer
possible. So there's only in the point of formation.
If it's still, fine. So last case, well, last two cases really. Levi a'iru le'tivno, three cases even. Right, Levi, they brought them for him using this trick. They brought in straw. Ziri, they brought in aspasto, animal fodder. And Rav Shimi Bar Chiyo, they brought in mayo, they brought in water. Okay?
What was the point of bringing in the straw?
Probably for the animals. I don't know what they use straw for. But either that, or possibly they didn't want it to get damaged. Assuming it's not moksa. Rain.
They brought. This is separate cases to the case of Rava.
Okay.
So they did this in order to bring in straw, to bring in fodder.
Yep. Exactly.
So it was quite a widespread.
Yeah, which, as I said on Shabbos, it's interesting from these cases because it's not a. This idea should not be used in the first instance. If you've got other ways around, the Ramal says. Let's say you've dropped your, you suddenly realize your key is outside, right? You realize, I'm sorry, wait a minute, my key's on the ground outside, right? Whereas I had last week, it was after a share was given, sits around, somebody said his wife just he just couldn't get over it. Said his wife had lost her ring. She'd lost her ring. This person had personally made the ring, well, more or less made the ring for his wife. He was he was into silversmithing and all these sort of things. Well, he'd reset it, I don't know, a whole thing. And she went back to the car park hours later, where she figured maybe as she got out of the car, it dropped out of her lap. She had a tuck, it was lying there on the floor. Worth a lot of money, has a quote, he was telling me.
This wasn't on Shabbos.
Not on Shabbos, but I'm saying, so let's say, okay, on Shabbos, you can put the ring back on, okay?
Yeah.
I say, as I was saying, you've got a key lying on the floor, what do I do now? No, do you get a mechitza of people? Says the Ramal, no, what should you do?
Move it less than Daladamas.
No.
Wait, it's on the Shabbos.
You can do that, if you want. No, what does the Gemara and Yevamos talk about? You get a child to play there. And children, they're children, they pick, if they find something looking interesting, they pick it up. They bring it inside to play with it. And once they bring it inside and they're playing with it, you say, could you please just leave it there? Thank you, now. Which is very interesting. As I said, again, we're talking about cases where it's mutter. That's the whole sugya in Yevamos, when you are allowed to, when you're not allowed to let children. People make this, unfortunately, this is where people make a lot of a mistake. They need the light being turned off, so they take the child there to play with it, they hold the child there, waiting for the child to play with it. So you can't do that, right? It's not a free-for-all. Yeah, it has to be genuinely the child is doing it because it's about a very young child, they were doing it with a child, the child is not doing it for anyone else other than himself. It's not an ideal thing, as I mentioned on Shabbos as well. You sow it. Right, they told over from Rabbi Yochim, Shlesinger, somebody came.
It was a few months ago,
right, at the age of 105, whatever it was, right? And somebody came to him and said, there's a food where it's got a hefsha, it's not a hefsha I would eat, but. It's a hafshah nonetheless. Can I give it to my child? It's only a child anyway. So Rabbi Yochim said, you can eat it, don't give it to your child. He said, why? If it's a hafshah, so if you want to rely on that, it's entitled, eat it. But he said, when it comes to chinuch, there can't be anybody else. Because what you give to your child now, you're setting them up for life. You're already further on, you've already got the foundations. If your foundations are good, your foundations are good. If it's a reliable hafshah, it's entitled. If you're happy with the hafshah, eat it. With a chinuch, there can't be any psharas whatsoever. So a person has to be very, very careful, but where it is halachically permissible, says the Ramal, that's the better eitzah. In other words, don't use this eitzah of mechitza shel bnei adam as a lechat chinuch. Now, why? Maybe it depends, or I'm saying, why is that? it may well depend on what exactly is the rationale behind this heter of Shalei Lo Das. So far we've only seen Rashi. Let's wait and see, Be'ez Hashem, when we see other pshatim, maybe we'll begin to understand why it's not the most desirable heter and should only be employed if a person really is a hefzer or whatever it is. But it's just very interesting over here. I don't know if that's what the Gemara wants. They're using it for, you know, even water. I mean, I suppose today we don't appreciate the what's the big deal for water. I mean, I suppose in times gone by it was all the trouble of drawing the water and everything. It wasn't it couldn't take it for granted. Yeah. Let's take a look at Rashi.
To understand this wheat and this fodder.
No wheat. Yeah.
Zero.
Straw.
So is the whole machitza for the full time that they're carrying the straw? The whole time? Even though they're not going to a Shina Rishus?
They are.
No, I'm saying... They're taking it
into Rosh Hashanah.
Right, so what I'm saying, can the machitza be like a few meters before the Rosh Hashanah? So that transformation goes between...
No, it won't be Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah then. You're going to be going through Rosh Hashanah. You want to connect up to the Rosh Hashanah.
It just sounds like... But if you're in a Carmelist, for instance, you could take it to the Machitza and then go into the Shina Rishus.
No? It's the Rabban.
So they could be making a mile long line here.
It depends on the material. So here, we don't have to get carried over that much. It was right outside the guy's front drive. You know, he got out of his car.
He came home
from the thing. He put it outside the car, and then, you know, forgot about it.
And then it was still there.
Sitting right outside. Now what? What do you do? You get a machitza, people. Yep. Fine. Says Rashi. So the first story was involving the people making the chuppah. I mean, that's not actually the chuppah, it's the, as we said on Shabbat, the kiras chasanim, is like the bed, it was a special bed. But anyway, they wanted to bring in water, they brought in water, Mirushusharab and Rishusayot. There's an Issa Doraisa, the Hukbu Udashom, and they had people fix there. Lodas, knowing that they're making a mechitza. Shehudiyun, in other words, they let them know. Shelekachim nikvotin. The reason why we need you to stand in formation is because we need to get some water in. So Shmuel gave them malchus for doing that. Zike, then we had the story with these Zikes, nodos, they're flasks, leather flasks. And Vishel Robo Ha'abu, they belong to Robo. So when Robo came in from Shir and the whole entourage was following him, they were in the Ristika, Rechoboir, they were in the streets of the city, Rosh Hasharabim, and behind the Osir Rabbah Mekirges, Rabbah came back from his shir, Vayokadud, and there was a whole throng, Deshem Ei HaDrasha, or people who were listening to the Drasha, Boy and Achrov, they were following after him. So they knocked on Shamash, so the Shamash took these flasks, they be on the Sech Mechitzes HaBoim, and he brought them inside the Mechitzes of those who are coming. It definitely sounds from Rashi that we're talking about the people are on the move. Does sound like moving mechitzas are perfectly valid over here. Despite that, normally speaking, we don't have moving mechitzas. Okay. And then we have this aspasta. What is aspasta? It's shachas sheltuah. Oh, yeah, but yeah, obviously it didn't work. The next week we said it's kelodas, an interesting something. Think about what that notion is, kelodas. And then we have these various other things, the teven, the aspasta, which is shachas sheltuah, is the fodder of tuah. Shachas basically means it's underdeveloped. Only a third of its growth. And then we had the water of Reb Shimi Bar Chiya. Okay, that is the Gemara.
Can I just ask you, when Shmuel Amar, Im Yemru Shalom Vidas, Yemru Ladas, is he saying it's a Gezeira, or is he saying, what's he saying here?
Which one?
Shmuel Amar, Im Amru Shalom Vidas, Yemru Ladas.
No, this is the Halacha. He said, if they allowed it, Shalom Ladas, did they allow it, Ladas? The Chana.
So he's saying that this is definitely a case of Ladas.
Yeah, we know it's Ladas, like Rashi says. That was a Matthias. But the people thought, you know, Ladas is allowed. It's a bit like, you know, you watch people doing when it comes to Amir Allah. you're people bringing a goy and saying, oh, can you do this, can you do that? You say the same thing. Imamru, if Chazal allows it, b'derech remizo, and where it's not for your benefit, whatever it is, Yehuda would have said the same thing when you're instructing him, you're asking him for your own benefit, they never announce it. They use that same loss.
They were persuading these people.
Who? In all probability, he gave this Malkus. I don't think was it's more likely to be a Malkus like Marcus Maradona sort of thing. In which case, it's probably the people who organized it, not the people who made the machine. They didn't do anything wrong. The people who used the machine.
According to those people,
everyone holds the high of quote unquote. It's not. A mechitza it is. They haven't done it again. Let's be clear. A mechitza is a mechitza. Where do you go with Rashi? Okay, we've done the dance. So it's derech poyim. They did an issa.
Okay, so people didn't know they were doing this. And somebody organized that and knew it was wrong. Suggested.
Maybe if he was the one who made use of it as well.
The Malkus stroke Malkus. I don't know what they did.
No, I would assume it's to make a point. It's not a shot.
They
didn't
have to do that. People do it with it.
Well, no, it's a Gemara for Russia. Of course they did. Based on I have the right to give the Gemara says even to put somebody to death in order to make a point. Where there's a complete breakdown in society, they have the right to give Malkus where they see fitting in order to uphold
deterrence.
Yeah, make a point.
Yeah.
So fine, that's the stories there. Just to point out, by the way, the Rabbi Chanano, he doesn't say Kelodas, he says very clearly it was Lodas on that case of the next Shabbos. He says, once it was the next Shabbos, he says, no good, why? What's his lashon? Im kein, if so, Havaluhu Lodas. Now it's Lodas, but also. Then if everyone would agree with that, then he says it's definitely it's Lodas.
Says
what? Avamar says Kelodas. Is it the same thing, or is it? May depend on what do you say the das is.
The
das
says they're doing it intentionally, not
kula das.
Which is a difficult to understand.
Like Eliyahu, they did ladas. They didn't. They came back there just following him from the ship.
If they didn't, it's the next Shabbos we're talking about. That.
Correct. And the next Shabbos they were also following him from the ship. It's the same thing. However, they're not so stupid. I mean, not
to say by that time they knew.
Oh, so is it pshat that they're doing it lodas? They're thinking, oh, here we go again. Look what's in the street. Let's make sure there's a mechitza.
Anachalami,
but is that pshat? No, they're just following behind. Why is that lodas? They know what's going on. That's true, but they're. In which case, it makes more sense. Kelodas. It's the same issue as lodas. Okay, well,
yeah.
To be seen as the Hashem. Okay. It's also actually interesting. I just noticed here as well, looking at Rabbi Nachmanu, he didn't say they brought water in the original case. What did they bring in? They brought in myrtles. Because that's normally what the Bnei Ganano do. We've had this before. They use the hadassim. We've had this before. That actually makes in many ways more sense than the water. Okay, fine. Now, let's begin trying to figure out what's going on over here.
No, I disagree. I mean, the straw and the fodder and water is fit for animals. The dasim, not a food.
And therefore?
So, well, it might be muksa.
What? Smell it? It wasn't joined to the ground.
What's it for?
That's why I said it makes a lot of sense, because that's how they moved had it before. When with the Bnei Ganano for the making of this special bed, they use the hadassah. We've had it before.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, it's not. I'm just literally pointing out one that I just find it's interesting. it's not going to be any nafkamina, no nafkamina. It's just any different gear. So it's just, as I said, it makes sense if it was asked. Okay, fine. If it's water, it's water. If thirsty, fine. So now here we go. Let's start trying to build this up a little bit. First, again, Rashi said, what is the difference between Ladas and Shalei Ladas? What did Rashi say? Shalei Ladas is not Derech Boina. And to be clear again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, don't think you heard some people weren't at the beginning. We found support for what we said yesterday. I think it was the Goyen Yaakov who said it. I saw it somewhere. I think it was the Goyen Yaakov. He said, "What do you mean? It's not derech binyan to use animals." He said, "That's not the vort. The vort of ena derech binyan is because you don't have das. The animals, you do have das. You're the one who put in the animals in formation. You're the das. Therefore, that is derech binyan. Here, the das has to be the people who are making the mechitza. Who's making the mechitza? The people who are standing in formation. They don't have das. It's not derech binyan. As we said, fine. Potential enough commitment." Take a look at the Rabbeinu Yonason. Rabbeinu Yonason is the second shit we're going to see on this. Rabbeinu Yonason is on the Rif. Anyone who's got his Vahodah, it's page Lamed base of the Rif. Anyone who doesn't have his Vahodah, it's page Yud base on the Aleph.
I've got
Rabbeinu Yonason. You have it, yeah.
Yeah. What?
Page Lamed base. Keep going. Could be a different order here. Yeah. Base. Let's find it out there. There's going to be somewhere here. I know that I've seen it. Yeah, Dr. Friday, it's there. It's there on the base. Okay. Anyone who's got is Vahada, it's right hand column where it says Vahanohu Dabdinon. So it's like the second paragraph down. What's got the top of the page?
What
duff? It's in the Ezra Hodah, it'll have lave at the top. Page lave. Love and base.
Love
and base. Okay, you got the right one.
No, Dov Dinon. Somewhere here. There you go. Dov Dinon.
Yeah, you got it? Everyone else got it? Yeah? It's Vahanohu Dov Dinon Minayu. Yeah, it says, well, you got it?
Yes.
Vano de Odino Minayu Mechitza. So these people that we made from them are Mechitza, but you know, we need Shalai Yargishu Bedovar Kulu. That they shouldn't have any inkling of what's going on. Shalai Yedu, that they shouldn't know, Shalashay Mechitza's Odom, Mesim Oisom Shom. Shalashay Mechitza's Odom Mesim Oisom Shom. That Bechitza there, somebody's placed them there. L'shem mechitza. They shouldn't know that. Why? Behavi mechitza shenaaseis b'shoigig. Because then it becomes a mechitza that was made b'shoigig. Behavi your mechitza afiru l'hokel. Then it works as a mechitza even to be mekel l'taltel, to allow tiltel, to allow carrying. The rule is, a mechitza which is made on Shabbos, b'isr, if it's done b'shoigig, you can make use of it. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, it works as a mechitza. If it was done b'mezid, right, I know what I'm doing, and I make a mechitza b'isr b'mezid, it will work to my disadvantage. Yeah? For example, if I carry from there to the Rosh Hashanah, I'll be chayav, because I carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. But it will not work to my advantage. It's not mate you to carry in that area. So here, if they don't know anything about it, then it's a mechitza b'shoigeg. And the chitza b'shoigeg, you can make use of it, no problem.
But you can still not.
Finish off, yeah. She'im yargishu b'dovah, because if they realize what's going on, have your nasis b'mezid, then, as they stand in formation, They're making the mechitza and it's being made b'mezid. V'lo yavi mechitza ela lahachmir. In which case, it's only got the status of a mechitza l'chumra. Meaning to say, shemisha zorik mirashus harab minasoichoy. If somebody throws a ball from the Rosh Hashanah into that area which has been created now, it'll be chayiv. But below the dovah acher klal, but not for anything else whatsoever. Let's just finish off, do one more paragraph.
What do you mean, and not for anything else?
That was not l'kul. You won't be able to use it as to your advantage, to be able to come back into your tukum, or for the sake of a sukkah, pashto simis as well. You can't use it for carrying purposes. It only works to your disadvantage. It's a knas. Me'ekazin, it's a mechitza. But Chazal said, you did it b'mezid, we're going to put a knas on that. Fine. Rav Chisda, sheniskavi nikaf. Now Rav Chisda, he did have kavon. He's doing it in order to help Nechemya be able to get back in. Lo ha'yom in minyan, oison shenatsu mechitza me'eleihem. He wasn't one of the people in the formation making the mechitza. Just he was the one who effectively orchestrated it. His intent doesn't damage us in any way. This should be now like a mechitza which was made b'mezid. Lefi, because he wasn't placing the people with his hand, putting them into position. They were doing it on their own. That they were gathering together there. Right, people asked about this. What were they thinking? Everyone was standing there in line. What did they think they were doing? So I said, well, I don't know. He asked them, we're doing a social experiment or something. I don't know. Right? He said, no. People all thought they were coming there just to push it to keep company or to comfort poor Nechemya who's stuck outside the tchum. They came there just to stand there, and they were standing there in line as if just to keep him company or something like that. The Tamuel was a bit more interesting, like they were wondering what's happened. I mean, I suppose, if there's an incident going on, everyone gathers, right? No, nothing's changed, yeah? Yeah, everyone thinks that they can help, so everyone goes to see what's going on. Or to comfort him, whatever it was. And then, great, they've just sorted out the problem and he's able to walk back in.
But the Russian sounds like
Nechemya
sounds
like Rav Chisda.
Not Rav Chisda, no, Nechemya. It wouldn't be, it should be Rav Chisda. The Russian is, in the Fisha Hario Rav Chisda, where I'm a son of Russian, the other, Elema Elem Nasich, and Skalsu Shom, the Tzvar Alav, Ola Nachma, Al Shom Stav, Alav, Alav is Rav Chisda.
I'm saying the story wasn't Rav Chisda was Batal. Unless he's got a different gear.
That's why I was surprised I was reading it.
Well, I mean, he does have.
It sounds to me as maybe he's had
that. Yeah, but I'm saying, but you can see, if you take a look on the previous, I mean, for us, the previous Omid, you'll see he does have the same gear, Shori Batal, Sumat Nechemin.
I understand that, but it just
doesn't
fit in the
Rosh. Well, it does. I mean, he's relying on the fact that you know the story.
I don't think
that he
mentions
Nechemya
in this piece.
No, but this is one long piece. No, yeah, but he's going.
Put it out.
Yeah, but read from the previous page. Okay. It goes back.
Okay.
We've jumped into the middle here.
Maybe. I see what you mean. Yeah, maybe it was like that. Maybe it was like that. If you put it in one piece.
But anyway, so the question is like this now. Poshim is trying to understand what's going on over here. The people who are making the mechitza, are they doing an issa or are they not doing an issa? Shogeg, mages, are they doing an issa or not?
If they know about it, yes.
And if they don't know about it?
They are doing an issa, making mechitza, but it's a shogeg.
So you're allowed to be machshel people to do an issa of a shogeg?
If they don't know about it, then and Derech Binyan Mekach. So what's the issue?
That's Rashi. That was Rashi in Derech Binyan Mekach. He's not bringing that in.
They're not. They're not over anything.
It's
the people organising it.
They're not causing
anybody to make an issue. They're not causing any. The people organising it.
I'm not talking about the people organising. I'm talking about the people who are making the mechitza.
Oh, the Rav said.
I'm talking about the people who are formation. The people who are standing in formation.
They don't know, but not the dot, is it?
Oh, so he says, what's the yisod? Now it's Peshege.
Yeah, but it's not even Peshege.
It's Tom Shane Miscoven.
It's not even Peshege.
He says it is Shege. I'm not making it up. So that's what he said.
How can it be Shege? It's a Tom Shane Miscoven. They're not. There's no intention to do anything.
Yeah, but it's Pesach Kresha. It's probably even more than Pesach Kresha. That is the Malacha itself.
Okay. So, when does he say Peshege?
Unless Yitaka agrees with what you're saying, meaning to say that Abab, no one's doing any Yester Higgs, ain't that a Finya Bekah? He's got a different problem over here, which is that. Just think here, hold on one second. It's very possible he holds even when they know about it, saying definitely. I doubt it, but in theory, let's try it for a second. It's not normal way it's done, but there's no boner, right? There's not boner. People standing information is not boner. Could be he takes on is not boner. Yeah, I'm just thinking aloud here. Different possibilities we have here. It could be stam. It's a halacha mechitza, which is formed on Shabbos b'meizid. Not because of boner, not because you've done any issa per se. A mechitza which is made on Shabbos b'meizid, you're not allowed to use it. But it doesn't sound like that. Let me ask you a question. I mean, this is a little bit different, but it's a little bit different. Let's say the light on your fridge, you suddenly realise you've got to deactivate the light on your fridge before Shabbos. Are you allowed to ask me to come in and open your fridge? I come in thinking, of course, Eliezer Fromer would never ask me to open his fridge without deactivating. Of course, he's got his, it's been deactivated. And I open it, oi vey, the light goes on. Are you allowed to do that to me?
No. If it was Misasek, you said you came along, as you didn't have any Kavana.
Isn't it better than me?
I'm not sure if it's any better.
No, I'm saying, because you're not going to, if we have to open it, maybe that is a better way. Not that you have to open it, but if we have to.
You think I've got
a
good
text? That's for sure, but that's not why I was thinking. No, because for me to open it, it would be.
So for me to open it, they're saying Shege. You're not allowed to be much on me, but Shege to do something. That's what I'm asking.
No, but like I say, if you have only those two choices, then the Rob would be the better choice.
No, don't open the fridge.
No, I'm just saying.
It's not like
very important medication in there that I have to take.
So ask a goy.
There's a difference between a possibility of an issa d'oraisa and one where it's these mechitzas are temporary and so it could only be with
the rabbanon. The answer is in that case it is different, like Mr. Keller say. And that is, it's less than shaking. It's misasid. There are those who allow it. It's like, as I said, I know one time they had, I think I mentioned this before, they realised on, I don't know, ambulances or Hatzolah thing, I mean, I'm sure this is going back a long time ago, but they realised that, or somebody realised, that although they'd obviously done everything they could to deactivate everything before Shabbos, somebody realised as they got out of the ambulance, they realised there's lights there, which you can't even see, but somebody obviously noticed them. So they asked the Rav, and the Rav said, don't tell anyone. Just don't tell anyone. It's not Meshaggy, then. What do you mean? You're making him do something Meshaggy. Number one, like you said, the guy's not staying in the ambulance for the rest of Shabbos. It's more to him to get out whether he knows, whether he doesn't know, because otherwise no one's going on any calls on Shabbos. Yes, so that's for sure. But if they don't know about it, it's not just it's Shogeg, it's Misasi. The guy is just involved in getting out of the car.
Oh.
He's not interested, he's got nothing. So the lights go on, it's Misasi. And it's Asi, there's the whole deal about whether the Gabi Shabbos that happens is better than anywhere else. The Gabi Misasi, the Gabi other thing, the Matlok, I can remember we had this in Shabbos, Machloek Rabbi Kivega and definitely others, I don't remember what else has who, about whether it's done in Issa de Rabbonon or Be'etim is Mutta and Gatsa. You got to be Shabbos because you need Melechus Machsheves, therefore it's even Rabbi Kivega agrees that Misatik is better. So here as well, the same idea. Now the question is, can you apply Misatik over here?
Really, because I'm
actually... Because this is the malacha, this is what they're doing.
And I'm
over there, in the case of the fridge, I'm involved in just opening the fridge. I'm not trying to turn on any light. And Zaytik is Zaytik, then the light goes on. That you can say is Misatik.
Yeah, but you're being told to open it by someone who knows the light that is on.
That's all right. That's right, because I'm asking you to do Misatik. So some allow that, especially as we said, if you're first got medication in there, whatever it is, and it's a necessity, no.
The first person that goes along to make it from the pizza, he's not doing anything wrong.
He's probably doing nothing wrong because he hasn't made any mechitza.
Correct.
First person will be alright. Once you get to a certain number where that part is actually an active mechitza, then yes, it would. This is what we have to understand within the Rabbi Yehudson, because this is one of the shifts that is very much brought, is a chiluk between Shegig and Mezid. What does that mean to say? Because it's Shegig, I'm allowed to ask people to do an Itzel B'Shegig. It's very nice to say, that's B'Shegig, so I can make use of the Chitza, Shker. But what about being Machshel the people? Unless you say, like you're saying, the whole reason why we did this is because he's Shari B'Tzad. There was a necessity to do it, we couldn't leave him outside. So therefore, if you do it B'Mezid, the problem is you won't have gained anything, because you're not allowed to use it on the Chitza. Which would be a Chiddush, because even if there's a Torah, we wouldn't allow it. There's a halacha, like look, a mechitza made by Mezid on Shabbos is not a mechitza lekodesh. It could be, I don't know, this is something to, you may see a little star there, you can have a look at that.
But could you say that maybe the third person that comes along makes the mechitza? What happens if nobody wants a mechitza? Does that mean you can't go and chat to somebody on Shabbos in case you make a
mechitza,
even though it's not
going to
have any use or any benefit, you're still making a
mechitza. Okay, so that's what essentially we're coming back to the same thing. If Issa is being done either way, the Maaseh, that star, anyone who's got that, takes you to the Maaseh Ilfos. The Maaseh Ilfos says that Tal's already asked. But at the end of the day, the person who's organising it, he is B'Mezid. Surely there's an Issa going on here B'Mezid. He knows what's going on. So the Pon and Meiri, they bring it. The Pon and Meiri says, like my father in law said, ultimately, it's coming back to the Ein Derech Binyan Mekar. So there's no, Be'etim is no Issa. You have to say, but is it a Mechitza? If a Mechitza is made for Mezid, it doesn't have a Shein Mechitza. I suppose that's going to be the vote. Let's ask them to be continued tomorrow.